Hi, this is Katriana,
Hi, Katrina.
and rather than directly answer that question, I'd like to bring Linda Giffens into our meeting here. So I'm speaking for her. At our last session, she said she had something she would like to pass on to the group and asked when would be appropriate and was pointed to this session. But she got the guidance to go down to Coba, Mexico, in the middle of the Yucatan near Tulum to do some spiritual work. And as you re may remember, a few years ago, she did a similar thing. She was directed to the Great Pyramid and then Saudi Arabia and called in the power and love and unity of this group to do some work. And our teachers were just thrilled with what we did. So she got the guidance to actually go to the Coba ruins right now. Today, during our call, because she is working as a member of AML and the Council of 12, and inviting you to join in. And there's a very special way you've already done that, which I'll talk about. Now, I've been working with Linda and other people on this project. It's become very clear that it is a worldwide project of seeding the fifth dimension, new earth, based on forgiveness, meaning releasing the past, letting it go, love and unity. And this has been going on since during the eclipse window, which started before the solar eclipse of April 19th and has continued through the lunar eclipse we just had May 5th, which was also Wesak, and it is still continuing on. We were appointed to do this work worldwide today. And so that is what's going on and why she can't tell you what she wanted to pass on, but she wrote up something and asked me to read it. So this is Linda's message to the group. Greetings to our beloved group. On the second week of our AML project, I once again had trouble connecting to the Zoom call. I could hear but not speak. Instead of getting frustrated, I listened while I played the gong. During this time, my internal sight opened and I became aware, saw us all at our temple. Each person had a light beam emanating from their heart. Each of you offered it to me as I was weaving a stunningly beautiful tapestry of light. I was told that this was the special gift of each member of AML for humanity and for the planet. It is totally true how each of you is so very important. And I found it fascinating how each of you waited until the perfect time to offer your light to me for weaving. I had no idea I could do this. And since I didn't record it, I said nothing. But then the topic of weaving came up two sessions ago, and I thought I should fess up. I'm sorry I did not record it. I wish I had the words to describe the beauty of your hearts. Namaste. I am honored to be part of such a group, Linda Giffens. So you have already contributed your gift to Linda. Unknown to all of us until she made this clear. And she told me this morning, as she was on her way in to do this, that she could feel everyone's gifts that she was carrying, bringing with her this tapestry of light that she had been able to weave a few weeks back. And so if it feels right to you, as we do this, be aware you're also in the middle of doing a major world service project that is also going on in other areas of our country and around the world right now. So thank you.
Thank you,
Thank you.
Katriana. These are the things that, are so awesome that every individual in our group are capable of contributing to. And it's good to hear that it actually is happening, that each one of us has a special gift that we give to each other and that we give to the world. And that's why we came into this embodiment. So it's good to hear things like that. It just reinforces our commitment as we move forward, because sometimes it's a little hard. It's difficult because things come up that we have to pay attention to. And, you know, life isn't always easy, but we're able to move through it because of the spiritual base that we have. So it's great.